FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.
You will remember a couple of weeks back on this programme before Christmas, we spoke of the case of a young boy called Eric, 9 years of age, from a school in Bray, and an online petition set up to highlight the fact that he was facing deportation from the state back to China, despite the fact that he has never known any other life than life in Ireland. And it has brought back into focus the whole issue of citizenship here in Ireland. A bill that would restore the right of those born in Ireland to become Irish citizens is to be debated in the Dáil this week. Back in 2004, the majority of us voted in the citizenship referendum to change the law, meaning that children born here to non-national parents would no longer be automatically entitled to citizenship. Now, this was won by a very large majority in the belief at the time that people were arriving from far-flung corners of the world, getting off an aeroplane heavily pregnant and giving birth, and then the whole family staying in the country. And whether there was ever any proof that that actually happened is a matter for debate. Anyway, the man behind this proposed new legislation is Dublin South West TD Paul Murphy. Joins me on the line. Paul, welcome to 98FM.
Hi Adrian, thanks for having me on.
Paul, what is the current situation for a child? A lot of people are very familiar with the case of young Eric from Bray. Born in Ireland, has never known any other life than life in Ireland, but born to non-national parents. What is the current situation in Irish law?
Well, the current situation, unfortunately, puts people like Eric, and at the moment there's about 200 other live deportation orders against minors in Ireland. It puts them in grave danger of having their lives here ended and sent back to countries that they've never even lived in. Because of the law which changed in 2004, like you say, people who are born here, depending on their parents, don't necessarily anymore have the right to automatic citizenship. That amounts to discrimination. And what it opens the door to is a couple of things. One, in the extreme case, is the kind of deportations that we've seen with Eric. The second one is as those children reach 18, and at the moment, the oldest of them will be 15, because this only came into being from the 1st of January 2005. But as they reach 18, their rights can be significantly affected. So, for example, they wouldn't be able to access a free fee scheme and be able to access third level education. They wouldn't necessarily be able to access the right to work. And of course, they wouldn't be able to access the right to vote in all the elections that Irish citizens can
vote
in.
So, primarily because they're not Irish citizens.
Exactly.
Okay. And now, back in 2004, in that referendum, we voted overwhelmingly, and it was a very high margin, in favour of this referendum, which basically means that there is no automatic right to citizenship if your parents are both foreign nationals. Do we not have to have another referendum in order to change that?
No, because what that referendum did actually was that it removed the constitutional right of everybody born in Ireland to Irish citizenship, but then it left it up to the Dáil as to how it would legislate. And so the Dáil then, after that referendum, took away any legislative right from the Dáil for people in those circumstances also to become citizens. But the Dáil can also reverse that law. So not reverse the referendum, but reverse the law. And provide.
Okay, and what it says in our constitution is basically that you're not entitled to citizenship, blah, 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 unless provided for by law. And that's what it actually says in our constitution.
Exactly.
Now. Okay, so we don't have to go back to have a referendum in order to change the current law. Sunday Times poll recently showed 71% of people are in favour of changing the citizenship law. But the worry that some people have, Paul, is that this could open the floodgates to what they think was the problem before that referendum. In other words, people arriving into the country, heavily pregnant, giving birth, and then them all staying.
Yeah, and like you say, that was a big factor in the referendum in 2004. And that was brought forward by a Fianna Fáil PD government, which kind of pointed towards migrants as a way of distracting from the crisis in the public services, in particular the health service at that time. And there was this idea of like birth tourism taking place. But at that point and since, there was never any evidence whatsoever presented to suggest that this is an actual problem as opposed to an imagined problem designed to whip up, you know, division between people.
Okay, so what does your new bill propose in terms of dealing with this? So, for example, and this, like I said, was a fear at the time, would there be the possibility of opening up Ireland to so-called birth tourism if your bill was to become law?
Well, so what the bill would mean very simply is that anybody who is born here would be entitled to Irish citizenship. A consequence of that and the interaction with the European Union court case known as the Zambrano case means that parents could apply for permission to remain on the basis that an Irish citizen has their right, like an Irish citizen who is a child, has the right to access their parents.
Okay, so doesn't that open it up to birth tourism then?
But birth tourism, I mean, this will go back to a kind of effectively how the law was before 2004, but without it being in the Constitution. But birth tourism didn't exist as a thing before 2004, and we don't think it's going to exist as a thing now. I mean, people don't, you know, move across the world or get pregnant with based on those kind of motivations of seeking to be a citizen of Ireland or seeking to have the right to remain in Ireland.
Now, I know you're saying before 2004 there was no actual evidence, but isn't it a possibility? And isn't that one of the reasons that people voted in such overwhelming numbers in favour of the referendum back in 2004?
But I think evidence is important, you know, and I think how do you explain the significant change in opinion as indicated by the latest opinion poll, 71% of people.
Based specifically on that case of that young boy from Bray.
I think that case and others like it, right? And that's evidence. That's evidence that the current regime post-2004 inherently has, you know, a very significant injustice in it, whereby children who are, to all intents and purposes, Irish are not treated as being Irish and as a consequence can be deported. I mean,
I understand in some cases some children have absolutely no citizenship.
Yes, that can also be the case, exactly. On these individual cases of injustice, various government ministers, like Minister Harris, who is the local TD for Bray, where Eric's case was centred, have spoken out in favour of his right to stay. That's fine, that's good, that's welcome, and it's good, obviously, that Eric wasn't deported. But it isn't good enough just to look at each case on an individual humanitarian basis. We need to stop these sort of injustices taking place. We need to avoid, you know, a serious problem happening in 3 years' time whenever some of these children become 18 and are denied very, very basic rights that I think it's clear from the opinion polls that most people would like these young people to be able to access.
Okay, so your proposal, your bill will allow citizenship to be granted to anybody born here in Ireland. Is that correct?
Correct.
Regardless of their parentage?
Correct.
But would that give those parents an automatic right to stay if their child is granted citizenship?
It wouldn't give them an automatic right to stay, and it would give them no right to citizenship, but it would give them the right to apply to remain and to request to remain in the country. And I think that's reasonable, you know, from the point of view of I'm a 3-year-old or 4-year-old or 5-year-old, I have a right to have
my mammy and daddy with me.
Parents.
Yeah,
exactly. That's not unreasonable.
Okay, so Paul, just to go back again for one last time, you do not believe that granting citizenship to children born in this state will open the floodgates to people landing in this country to have babies?
I don't believe it, because there's no evidence for it, and because when the law was like this, it wasn't a phenomenon. I mean, the law that we are seeking to change to, where you have to go back to have the right to citizenship on the basis of birth, is the law that currently exists within the US. And it's a source of uproar across the US and in much of the world that Donald Trump is seeking to reverse that. Donald Trump is seeking to undo that. And Donald Trump is seeking to bring the US law on citizenship effectively in line with the current position in Ireland. I think most people don't want to be in line with kind of Donald Trump's view on
okay,
the rights
of migrants. Okay, so finally, Paul, how do you explain the dramatic shift in opinion in just 14 years from 79% in favour of the constitutional referendum back in 2004 to what appears from the Sunday Times poll, 71% in favour of totally reversing that? How the shift in 14 years?
Because I think people have seen what this means. What the change in law has meant and the injustices that it produces, for example, in the case of Eric, for example, a slightly different case in the case of a guy called Nonzo, and other people who have, you know, had their cases widely publicized. And on the basis of that experience of these injustices, people want the situation changed and want an end to discrimination of any discrimination on the grounds of which citizenship is given out based on where people's parents are from, as opposed to where people themselves are born.
All right, Dublin Southwest TD, Solidarity People Before Profit TD, Paul Murphy, thanks very much indeed for talking to us on 98
FM. Thanks a lot, baby.
So it's a debate that has gone on since 2004 when we had that referendum, and Paul Murphy TD is bringing a bill before the door this week to essentially legislate to allow children born in this country to be given citizenship. You can text or WhatsApp your opinion to us. We don't have too long of this, to 0877 98 98 98. Here's a message that's been sent in to us on WhatsApp.
Lads, I see it this way. If the parents aren't Irish, the child is not a citizen. Because if that does come back into legislation, what's going to happen? The child's born here, the child is a citizen. What government in their right mind is going to separate a mother from that child? So the mother's going to get citizenship. And there's all the benefits and all bang straight in.
Okay, but the opposite to that is, how do you deal with a young fella like Eric, 9 years of age, who has never known any other life in Ireland, or any other life but in Ireland? Evelyn, you're on 98 FM. Hi, Evelyn.
Hiya.
Now, Evelyn, you lived in Spain, and you were saying that this was a problem in Spain.
It was a big problem in Spain, and they changed the law because they were coming on boats and risking their lives for the children to be born in Spain. And to stop them doing this and to stop them risking their lives and the baby's life, they changed the law. My daughter was born in Spain. She didn't have a right to be a Spanish citizen.
Didn't have a right?
No.
Because of the change in law is what you're saying?
Yes, because
right,
of
okay.
the change in law.
But because of your citizenship, she's an Irish citizen, I assume.
Obviously, she's an Irish citizen, yes.
Okay, so how do you cope then with cases like the case of...
The case is... Look, it's very, very simple. I read an article not too long ago in The Guardian. Apparently, in Canada, they're having a problem of Chinese coming over. They're actually 9 months pregnant. They're staying in hostels beside the maternity hospitals and giving birth so that the children can have a Canadian passport. Mm-hmm. They're not even staying there. They're going back. But then the child has a Canadian passport. But it's ridiculous. So what I'm not saying not give citizenship to this child. What I'm saying basically is that if the parents are working in the state for a certain amount of time, well, then the child has a right to a citizenship.
But okay, so you think it should be left as it currently is, that each case gets dealt with individually?
No, it's not being dealt with. They could just say if a parent have been here 2 years working, well, then the child can have citizenship. But if the parents have just arrived a month ago, they can't. Do you understand what I mean?
Okay.
It's not stopping
them.
So
it should be based on time rather than an automatic right.
It should be based on habitual residence status. That's what everything is based on.
Okay, so in a case like young Eric, he's here soon.
He would automatically have the right because his parents were residing here. His parents are living and working here. It's habitual resident status.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Evelyn. But not an automatic right to citizenship based on where you're born.
I don't see that it should be automatically diminished because you look at. I don't know if you're going to have a huge amount of cases or small amount of cases, but you will have cases
of birth tourism.
Yes, you will.
Okay, stay there for a second. Where am I going now, Liz? You're on 98 FM. Hi, Liz.
Hiya, Adrian.
Liz, you're against reversing these laws, the effect of that constitutional referendum as well, are you?
Yeah, completely. I think it's ridiculous to even be bringing it back up in the Dáil. I just don't understand it. In the case of that specific one in Bray, that child is 9. the law was brought into effect in 2004, so I'm sorry, but his parents knew full well that the child wasn't going to get citizenship.
I understand that, but in some cases, sorry Liz, in some cases it's the fault of the state that cases aren't being dealt with for years and years and years.
Oh, I fully understand that. I do, I fully understand that, but at the same time, don't come along when the child is 9 and say, oh, you can't not give him citizenship because he's been here all that long.
No, but the point being, had their case been dealt with, you know, when the child was one or whatever, they could have been deported from the state when he was one. Instead,
yeah,
it has taken donkey's years.
And that's the main problem. But what's the difference between deporting the child when he's one and the child when he's 9?
Because all of his friends, all of his schooling is all... He knows no other life.
So? There's plenty of foreigners come into the country that don't know any other life but the life they're leaving, and yet they set up a life here. I mean, that happens every day of the week, no matter whether it's because you want to or because you don't. At the end of the day, even if the government had, the state had looked at their case when the child was first born, they probably would have been deported. Now, I understand that the problem is our state is so ridiculously slow that it doesn't deal with these issues as they come up, and it's been left so long. But at the end of the day, if the child was going to be deported when it's one, I don't see the problem in deporting them when he's 9.
Okay, all right. Florin, you're on 98FM. Hi, Florin.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
You believe that children born in Ireland should be granted automatic citizenship?
Yes. That I believe on that. Only what I am going to say to you, Adrian, and every single listener to your show, I'm saying like that. Every single case should be treated individually. Mm-hmm. Okay, you cannot accept anyone coming from any other countries, Romania, Poland, any countries in the world, coming here, and in 3 months' time they have a baby. That's wrong, right? What I believe is, look at the background of the parents, and if they worked, they paid. Camp here in Ireland, and they have a background, a good background, then you have to look to see if the child could become a citizen, Irish citizen or not. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm nearly 20 years in Ireland. I don't have kids in Ireland, but if I would have a baby, do you know what I mean, now with my wife, I think the government, they have the authority to look at my background to see if what I've done, to check up on parents.
Yes, okay. So you're a resident here, you've been here for years, you're legally here. If you were to have a child, it should be an Irish citizen. All right, let me just bring in one last call. Unfortunately, I'm way out of time. Darren, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Darren.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Back to Paul Murphy. You're annoyed by what he was saying. Why?
Yeah, like he was saying that there's no evidence of basically people coming into Ireland heavily pregnant. But, like, does he not cop on that it's really so obvious that all these women do come into Ireland, whether it's being recorded, people don't want to know about it, or publicly brush it aside, they do come into the country heavily pregnant, and that sometimes they're only a day away from giving birth, and they're straight into the lives of their rotunda or drotada to give to babies. And I don't think they should be given automatic citizenship, because just because you have your baby, whether it be in Ireland, UK, America, that doesn't give you the right to be an automatic citizen. You're just... If you will, at that time, you're just...
Well, it does if you're born in America, although Donald Trump wants to reverse that, but that's the way it is at the moment. I know kids that have been born in America, and they have American citizenship. But it isn't the case here. You think... Do you see any situation, say, for example, with that little boy in Bray, should he be given Irish citizenship, considering for the 9 years of his life, he is known no different than life in Ireland?
No, because his parents aren't Irish, he's not Irish. And look, I'm not a racist, I don't want to sound like, oh, just show
sorry,
them off.
Sorry, Darren, this young fella was born and bred in Ireland. Now, I don't know what qualifies somebody to be Irish, but I would have thought being born and bred here is a fair qualification.
Well, to be honest, like, and I've listened to a few of your callers as well there, and I do agree with them, just because you're, say, Chinese or whatever you are, and your child is born in Ireland, it still doesn't give you the right to... You know, say, oh, you know, my child is Irish, and kind of run with it, because I mean...
Okay, you obviously also believe that this will open up the floodgates to what was described years ago as birth tourism. Anyway, Paul Murphy's bill is before the Dáil this week. We will watch with interest to see what happens with that and whether it does turn into legislation. We'll keep in touch with that story over the next while, particularly based on the response we're after getting to that. Unbelievable. 98 FM.
Times. Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98 FM.